I'm sure you've heard of the scientific principle of an object in motion tends to stay in motion. Yeah, sports doesn't work that way. Just because Bemidji State took a hypothetical 5 out of 6 points last weekend against North Dakota does not mean that will continue automatically this weekend. The Beavers will need to earn it. How you carry on a hot streak? According to head coach Tom Ceratori, that's the question of the day.
Those are always the good buzz questions, like, how do you carry this over? How do you carry that over? Then coaches will give you the cliches. Gosh, I wish we could bottle that performance. I wish we could bottle that period. You've got to stay on top of your game. You've got to stay sharp. You've got to play smart. You've got to play with a lot of passion. You've got to have a lot of compete. It's not necessarily, again, having something carrying over. Your overall game needs to carry over.
In the last month, Bemidji State has played Minnesota, North Dakota, and this weekend, Lake Superior State. I don't think there's any question that fans would rank those teams, at least this year anyway. Minnesota on top, then North Dakota, and last but not least, Lake Superior State. You remember what Coach Ceratori said last week in the pregame show? Coaches don't think that way.
I've had fans come up to me and say, how do you beat Minnesota, or how do you beat North Dakota, then you lose to this team? Because there's not much difference. And if we beat them, why can't they beat us, other teams? It's just, our game is just so tight.
Bemidji State needs to carry on their good play from last weekend to get their share of 6 league points this weekend. They need to continue to get offensive production from all over the lineup. Last Saturday, it was Adam Flamang scoring his first of the year.
North Dakota through the neutral zone. Bothered immensely. Beaver Steele bringing it into the offensive zone. It's Flamang with a shot. He scores! Adam Flamang on a steal at the blue line brings it into the top of the right circle and clanks it off the inside of the post and in. Bemidji State leads 1-0.
Then Noah Quinn wrapped up the scoring for the Beavers, being in the right place at the right time.
Middle of the rink, it'll go into the offensive zone. Picked up by Jackson Panzer, flipped towards the goal, and Bemidji State goes up 3-2. Panzer just chopped at it. I think it's Noah Quinn's goal. Beavers 3, Fighting Hawks 2.
Will the Beavers carry over their good play from last weekend to this weekend's CCHA series at Lake State? Senior goalie Matias Scholl says these games this weekend, way more important than last weekend.
They're massive, especially when they're in conference, like Minnesota, North Dakota, obviously out of conference games. We got some really good results against them, but you could argue that these are probably more important at this time of the year, just based off the win percentages and the points in our leagues right now. Like, this is probably the biggest weekend of our year so far.
Beavers trying to carry on with their unbeaten streak next. Beavers and Lake State Lakers. Quarter Bar pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.